This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
There we go. Roll.
Welcome to the official podcast, episode 197. Jackson today came into the call whining and complaining per usual, and I just want to know why. What's going on, Jackson?
Well, first of all, I want the editor to cut out the part where I was picking my nose for a second there after the clap sync.
Oh, no.
So if that could be
embarrassing.
Exposed.
That would be fantastic. And I actually did want to talk about something. Bella Thorne. Renowned actor from the 2015 movie Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip. What's happening with her and her nude scam, hey?
I don't know.
That's kind of like old news.
Who?
Well, come on, man. It's not old in terms of podcast for us. It was like news 5 days ago.
Who is this?
Yeah, who?
It's the you guys may know her for something else. She was the lady who was mean to James Allen McCune, so we don't like her.
Oh, fuck Bella Thorne, then.
Yeah, fuck her. I hope she dies in a ditch with Ebola and hepatitis C, but what has she done, though? Like, who is she? Also, what did she do to our boy?
Yeah, I want to know that now.
Also, who is that?
In the nudes.
There's no... Jesus Christ. Did you guys get hit by, like, the Men in Black's neuralizer? Why did none of you remember, like, any of this?
Oh, she was Rain in Tyler Perry's Boo, a Madea Halloween. Okay.
Bella, I guess I'll take the reins here. Thanks, Jackson. She's...
What? Oh, you want me to explain it?
No, I'll do it. So Bella Thorne's just an actress who does a lot of shitty roles. She's not really in anything good, but she's a big-time actress who found a lot of success, but she's also a very selfish asshole. James Allen McCune told us a story one time about how she was extremely rude to him in public and, like, shoved her way past the entire line at a Starbucks in front of him and belittled everyone or something. So ever since then, I've never liked her.
Wow, that's fucked.
Are you sure you're remembering it correctly? Like, that was definitely Bella Thorne that James was telling us about?
Well, I mean, unless he just used her name as a cover-up or something, I guess.
Well, it could have been a different Bella Thorne. I don't think this Bella Thorne scamming people on OnlyFans would do such a thing.
That doesn't sound like the Bella Thorne I know.
Wait, what do you mean scamming
people? The Alvin and the Chipmunks, Bella Thorne.
So what happened?
So basically, she started charging like $200 per picture on OnlyFans. And I'm not sure if she promised, but she insinuated that they were going to be nude photos. They weren't nude photos at all. They were like softcore bikini pictures as far as I know.
She made over $1 million in 24 hours.
$2 million. Oh my
right?
God.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I think I heard of this. And all the, like, OnlyFans girls, they were, like, salty and pissed off that some... I don't know, there was a new hoe on the block or whatever they say.
No, they weren't pissed off that there was a new hoe on the block. It was because OnlyFans had to remove the ability for creators to set their own prices. Like, there's now a maximum price, so people can't... Like, the creators can't charge exorbitant amounts of money for nude photos.
Because everyone charged back after they realized Bella Thorne scammed them.
So, okay, then that sounds like the system worked. Everyone got their money back. What's the problem here?
OnlyFans lost all of that money in the transfers. What do you mean?
No, but it's not like it was their money to begin with.
The company money.
I assume you're talking about transaction costs.
Yeah, exactly. It's an extreme amount of cost just from, like, sending those transactions back. It was $2 million worth of fucking chargebacks. That's
really?
Huge.
Wait, in
so they had to completely shut...
In transaction costs or in what people paid Bella?
So people... Yeah, that's what they paid for those pictures that they didn't get. And then they all charged back. A chargeback comes with a cost to the seller. And since the seller is OnlyFans, they had to pay that price. And there were so many chargebacks.
It didn't cost OnlyFans $2 million, though.
No, it didn't. It wouldn't have been $2 million, but it's still huge amount.
It sounded like you just said. So I was terrifying that.
Yeah.
I'm not wondering how much it cost them, though.
So, yeah.
Oh, it had to be, like, I'd say, like, at least deep into, like, six figures, I'd say.
Wow.
I'd say that.
Enough for them to make sweeping changes to their monetization system where now people can't charge however much they want. Now there's a limit. Which, to be fair, nobody should be charging, you know, hundreds of, I don't know how much it was, like hundreds of $200 a picture. That sounds pretty insane.
Disagree. If you have those like big honking milkers, I'd say that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get it, why not? If you can scam people like that, fuck it. It's no different. I mean,
if it was like a, if it was selling to one person, I could understand that. But when you're selling to thousands of different people, surely the economies of scale kicks in and you lower your prices.
No, it shouldn't have to. Make it
available to the common man.
I'm thinking about it. If they had been actual nudes, there would have been plenty of men out there to give her $1 million for it. People have money, man. People pay way more for like furry porn. They got money. They just were pissed off, I guess, that she wasn't actually nude in them.
Which is fair. I think if she promised nudity for $200, she should have at least popped a titty out.
Which she has done multiple times on other which platforms.
I thought she was definitely like naked in a lot of her pictures just on Instagram or anything like that. Like I feel like I've definitely seen her naked for free in the past. So why were people paying?
You're underestimating the lengths that people will go to get like porn.
But it was already available.
Doesn't matter. Just the dangling porn in people's faces for anything just causes them to pay for everything.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to read
like, think about it. Even if you've seen her pop a titty out, or she's put like, I don't know, the nude here or there,
a crayon up her ass,
their brain is always going to go to like the most risque place. Like, well, if she's saying advertising these nudes, she'll like be putting fireworks in her pussy. That's the coolest shit. Or I don't know, more hardcore shit. It's what people want.
But she went the direct opposite.
Well, that's her fucking fault. And we can only blame her for that.
And now everyone pays the price.
Hmm.
But yeah, I've never like, liked her since the James Allen McCune thing.
Yeah, I don't even know who she is and I don't like her.
A lot of those OnlyFans girls, creators,
Jackson, what's with your volume? Your voice is getting like loud and quiet back and forth for some reason.
It might be it's obviously my microphone. Let me have a look. You guys go on.
Yeah, you're getting caught. You're like falling away into nothing.
No, I don't hear him at all. So apparently OnlyFans claimed that it wasn't Bella, that she wasn't the reason for them to make this change, but I don't believe that.
It was very obviously Bella Thorne that caused this. There's absolutely nothing else.
They said that the new restrictions were intended to prevent overspending, adding, "We can confirm that any changes to transaction limits are not based on any one user."
She was a Disney star.
Doubt.
Overspending? What?
Yeah, that doesn't
make sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense, and this is... That's how you know it's a lie. The fucking pimp telling the Johns that, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just worried that you're overspending on my prostitutes, man. Just, you know, I'm looking out for you. I don't want you spending too much on these girls. Yeah, sure. Okay. Holy shit, she earned $1 million in a single day. It's impressive. Why, though? Does this woman really have such a big following? Is she that famous?
Yeah. Yeah.
Famous pussy. Yeah.
She's very big.
Holy shit. I had no idea. For someone I've never heard of.
Look, she's literally only acted in terrible productions. I don't think she's been in something even remotely decent.
What are you talking about? It does surprise me
that she was able to get that much attention for her OnlyFans in one day. I didn't think there would be that much of a demand for her. Especially since she had been shown naked previously.
Charlie, what are you talking about? This is the woman who starred in Fuck Me Fire Truck.
What?
What?
Yeah, the short film movie? Fuck Me Fire Truck, starring Bella Thorne.
It sounds pretty good. I'm surprised I haven't seen that one.
It's described on IMDb as a woman sexually plays with a toy fire truck. That is the entire description.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Well, as advertised, I suppose.
It's got a 4.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I bet she's going to fuck the fire truck in it. Is she naked in it, Andrew?
She wears like a very tight latex fireman outfit thing. So, I guess.
So did she get to keep the money, or How does it work?
Yeah, so I think... I don't think she got to keep the money because OnlyFans pays it out. It goes, you pay OnlyFans and then OnlyFans pays creators after a certain period. And since everything got charged back, I don't think she ever even saw the money.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Which is good. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm bored of reading of this now. I get the gist. Okay. Well, OnlyFans is lying. Bella Thorne is a cunt. And I'm sure most of the reason all those women were angry was probably that they got outdone by some random actress, a shitty actress, who made $1 million in a single day.
Yeah, changed the entire site. Yeah, that they lost money because of
that too. But you can't tell me that they weren't at least a little bit salty about this and jealous. Go on.
No, the more people that get onto OnlyFans, the better it is for everyone on OnlyFans.
How big is that anyway? At this point, is it like Twitch?
Probably not to that level, but it's pretty fucking big.
Have there been any Twitch booby streamers who've openly admitted to just switching to OnlyFans? I feel like that's just a smart thing that OnlyFans did. They basically just told booby streamers, say, just drop the act, stop body painting, and come on OnlyFans and actually just strip for money. It's easier. You don't have to pretend and we won't ban you. I wonder if any Twitch streamers took them up on that.
A lot of people start in OnlyFans. This isn't OnlyFans, but there's a big channel on YouTube called Naked Bakers, where it's softcore porn baking on YouTube, but their Patreon is just full-on baking naked porn, and their entire channel is set up just to promote that. It's pretty cute.
It's kind of
not exactly the same thing, but pretty close.
How much do they charge?
I don't know, I didn't check their Patreon.
So what you're telling me is that this bitch could have just showed a little nipple action, and she would have been a millionaire.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's already
a millionaire.
Very deeply a millionaire, but she could have made $2 million in that day.
Yeah, that's a nice little tip on top. $2 million is nothing to sneer at if, you know, all it takes is to show your tits.
Man, I looked at Naked Baker's channel again. It is crazy, like, the kind of views they'll just get out of nowhere. This is called How to Make Buffalo Cauliflower, 11 million views, and it's because her nipples are poking out of her shirt in the thumbnail. To promote the Patreon, it's 58 seconds long. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, she got 11 million views in one fucking week. Holy shit.
And they do have an OnlyFans, actually. So, yeah, of course they do.
Wow, you can actually see the algorithm at work here. The thumbnails that have, like, her titties in them, for the most part, they get millions and millions of views. She's got a video on how to make white chocolate cookies. It's got, like, 17,000 views because it's just a picture of the cookies. She's not even in it.
Is that the algorithm at work, then, or is it just people?
Well, because look at the video right after the cookies one. It's got her titties in the thumbnail. Yeah, it's got 5 million views.
Does the algorithm just... just promote tits? Is it some kind of deep learning system to analyze where tits are and then promote it?
So what would probably happen is YouTube's algorithm recommends the video or has it show up in searches or this and that, and then people look at it and go, ah, tits, and they're more likely to click it than the fucking cookies one.
Yeah, so cookie ones really took a dive.
Yeah, they really made a poor design choice on that thumbnail. I'll say that much.
Yeah, they gotta just put tits in every thumbnail then.
Huh. That's clever. Although I don't know videos. Who would be the audience for this? Like obese men.
What the fuck do you mean?
Cooking specifically?
It's just naked baking. So it's just a front for being nude on YouTube.
Who loves
tits
and who loves food,
Charlie? That's the most genuine what the fuck I've heard you say in years.
Know what I mean? So is she not? Because a lot of it just seems to be fast food. I thought maybe she's playing into the obese market or something.
No, it's
like
just
a fat, greasy burger and a woman.
It's the
is
fat.
Is she hot?
She's got a nice body.
She doesn't show her face.
Yeah, she's got a nice body, though. Like, she could easily get away with being successful doing things naked.
Now, does she incorporate food into the, like, into the eroticism of it? Like, does she...
No. She literally just makes mediocre food. Like, here she's carving a pumpkin that looks like shit, but she's completely naked.
yeah. If it works, it's a pretty good idea, I guess.
Yeah, it's smart.
That's allowed on YouTube. She doesn't even put effort into it. A lot of these now are re-uploaded TikToks. Like, she doesn't even re-edit them or anything. She just uploads the TikTok as is to YouTube.
Well, again, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame it, man. Sex sells. Like, people say that they're burned out on sex. Like, they're tired of fan service and stuff, you know? Yeah. Like, there's always complaints about everything where it's like, oh, I can't believe this woman is a super hot woman in this show, or God, I'm so tired of shows where it's just tits and this and that, but it still works. It still makes a shitload of money.
It always will.
Yeah, never gonna stop.
Yeah, same with violence.
It's a shame that you can't really do that as a man. Like, you can't just, like, flop your cock out while cooking, because no one's going to want to watch that. It's going to actively make people not watch it.
Yep.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, you might get a gay audience, but that's it. Like, you're not going to get the opposite sex, that's for sure. No one cares. Dicks aren't very pretty to look at.
The dick market is oversaturated. That's the reason
most shows don't, like, show men kissing, because it's the whole thing with, like, men are just not sexy. So a lot of shows will have like women kissing if they. Oh. So it was this like big study where a lot of.
Sexy, Andrew.
Oh, of course they can, but I'm saying in advertising and entertainment, like tons of shows that are like mature, like Game of Thrones and shit, they'll show women kissing all the time, and it's like, man, women kissing is fucking hot, and it's great, and I like this show even more. But then you show men kissing, and like people. They find it weird.
I'm pretty sure there are a whole bunch of male sex scenes in Game of Thrones. What about
Game of Thrones? Is a bad example, but there's plenty of shows that show what I'm talking
about. Well, Andrew's right. Obviously right. Everyone, you know, even the most ardent homophobe loves lesbians. They can't fucking fool
exactly.
Me. Come on, it's this thing where oh no, it's a sin. It's an affront to God. And then you look at the guy's fucking browser history, and you can tell that you know he considers lesbians to be different.
Where does that come from?
Even women are like
instinct to like lesbians, or I'm sorry, like
they're awesome.
They are.
Because
they're fucking rad, dude.
But what is
what
the
are you
instinct?
Gay?
What is the instinct? Because every guy loves it for obvious reasons. But like, where does it come from? Because you can't fuck him.
That's
like,
my
you can't assert yourself in there.
That's my whole point, Jackson. Like women are just inherently way sexier than men. Even straight women are like, yeah, lesbians are kind of hot. Yeah,
maybe
down
it's
with
not
lesbians.
Women, and maybe it's us. Maybe it's just male testosterone that makes women sexy.
Oh, you think?
I think it's more the reverse, where it's estrogen makes things sexy. So it's like women, because even straight, even gay men think lesbians are hot. Like, it's just hot. Lesbians are just great.
Yeah. Wait, how do we get here?
Who cares? Lesbians.
Naked Bakers, baby. That's where it came from.
We profess our love for lesbians like almost every 5 episodes or so. They deserve it.
Yeah. God bless you, lesbians. If you're a lesbian and you're listening, keep up the good work.
Send Andrew pics.
No, I don't want them.
Oh, bullshit, Andrew.
Oh, I don't want to get involved.
Bullshit.
We do, but I don't ever want fans to send me that shit.
Well, you know what else is great, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay, then tell
3
us about
lesbians.
Good segue.
Staying hydrated. Staying hydrated is great. And there are lots of ways to stay hydrated throughout the day. You could have a favorite brand of bottled water. You could have filtered water. You could drink tap water. Or you could step it up and stop just drinking water to stay hydrated. Because with Liquid IV, you will have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving of Liquid IV helps you get hydrated as much as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Proper hydration is crucial for your immune system and can boost your immunity. With Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of liquid IV provides the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water and also contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. Healthier than sugary sports drinks, no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. Clean ingredients, vegan, and free of gluten. Liquid IV also tastes pretty dang good. I happen to have a 3-pack sampler pack myself. I've tried 2 of them, and both times I went, yeah, it's not bad. I also was looking into this a little bit. Apparently, Liquid IV, one of their motivations to make a delicious hydration drink, was looking at Pedialyte and saying, ah, that drink's made for kids. Why don't we make like an adult hydration beverage? One for big boys, one for men. One that's like, you know, super yummy and doesn't come from the fucking children's section. So I thought that was interesting and nice. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water is all that you need to hydrate and have a tasty, refreshing beverage. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code OFFICIAL at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code OFFICIAL at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code OFFICIAL. Once again, a powder you put in your drink, stir it around, and then you have a refreshing beverage that will keep you hydrated in. I don't know.
Alive.
It's pretty yummy. I tasted it. I think it's pretty good.
Pretty good if you're hungover.
It'd be good. Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be good for hangovers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Hydration drinks like this. A lot of people think that hangover cures are bullshit, like hair of the dog or a big fulling breakfast. Nah, man. Hangovers mostly are caused by dehydration. So if you replenish your electrolytes and pop that shit back in your system, your hangover usually helps. Helps a lot.
Little pro tip, chug a lot of it before you, like, pass out.
Yes. It's usually best to drink it before you fall asleep as well, because then you'll wake up feeling way better.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, 25% off anything you order at liquidiv.com with promo code OFFICIAL.
Nice.
All right. Boys, I wanted to bring up a fun announcement I found. Did you know that Fall Guys on PlayStation 4 has made more profit than The Last of Us 2 on PlayStation 4?
That's pretty big.
I think that's fucking great. I'm so proud. I'm really happy about that.
Wait, isn't it free?
No.
No, it's not. No, yeah, it's like $15.
Sure. No, it's free. It's free on PlayStation.
No, but it's still made more money in sales than Last of Us 2.
How? It's free on PlayStation.
Because Fall Guys is a good game and Last of Us 2 isn't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what's that?
You edgelord.
Oh, I guess you can buy microtransactions.
You can buy microtransactions, and I think you can still buy the game if you don't have the. Can you still buy it if you don't have it on the subscription service?
It's only free if you get it through PS Plus, so maybe the profit comes from people that don't have PS Plus and just bought it.
That might be what it is. Then.
But then you wouldn't be able to even play the game because you need PS Plus to play it online.
Exactly.
Maybe it's so all microtransactions then.
Double buy it then? Like, they've got it already on PS Plus, but they're buying it to keep it, maybe? I don't know. That's still insane. Are you sure you read the article?
Yeah,
right?
Let me find the article again. I found it a couple days ago.
I read that too. It's true, as far as I know.
Well, it's a good game, so
yeah. The idea is Fall Guys has made just a dick ass load of money to the point where like it completely eclipsed Last of Us 2 on PlayStation. Let me try to find it.
Aww.
Very deserving game of it. They seem like a nice group of developers. They listen. It's a good game. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's fun.
I just find it funny that it's a fucking game made by a small dev team in like a year. And then The Last of Us 2 was such a big hype fucking thing, and Fall Guys blows it out of the water.
No, yeah, but I mean, everyone can play Fall Guys. The Last of Us, I guess.
That's true.
I don't know.
It's only for intellectuals.
No, that would, well, I definitely wouldn't say that.
It's for people who enjoy art.
Yeah, it's more of a cinematic thing, whereas Fall Guys is just, it's a party game, basically. It's fun. Everyone, it's a game that everyone can own and enjoy.
Yeah, it's for the commoners.
Well, that's
the people who don't understand true art and well-written characters and zombies.
Amen!
So I wonder if this is really going to solidify Sony's stance that after The Last of Us came out, I think, or maybe it was Spider-Man, they said that AAA games like that might not be in their future anymore because they just cost way too much to produce and, you know, they just don't make enough money. They still make a buttload of money, but just not enough to justify the expenses, so maybe Sony's just gonna stick to games like this, maybe.
Well, maybe.
I hope so.
Only time will tell.
I mean, it's the horror movie argument where, yeah, you could have the big blockbusters and put a lot of money in, or you could just fire out a bunch of much smaller budget things, and then if just one of them is as successful, you've already made way, way more money doing that. So you have The Last of Us 2 and you have Fall Guys. Last of Us 2, say, has a budget of $100 million. If it makes $200 million, then great. You made back double your budget. Fall Guys has a budget of, like, $2 million, and if it makes $200 million, congrats. You made 100 times your budget and paid for a bunch of other $2 million games. So I'm very much on board of the idea of just firing out much smaller, more streamlined games as opposed to big budget things.
I think there's room for both.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Charlie, would you like to back up your argument? You seem very passionate about it.
I only like games that are good.
Jackson, your counterpoint?
Well, I only like games that are good.
Kaya, your third point that will make them both agree?
I think both had some decent arguments. I can see where both of you are coming from. Good games are good. None of us can deny that.
I agree.
I disagree. Firmly disagree.
Okay, then I am.
Well, Jackson, what would you say?
Bad games can be good.
What would you say good games are then?
They're games that make you feel good inside.
Yeah, then they're good.
You know when you know the feeling when you've got a smile on your face, Andrew? That's how I envision a good game.
A smile on Andrew's face.
Yeah, it's only a good game if I'm smiling.
Okay.
And that's what a good game is. Where are we?
You were making an argument about something and whining? I don't know. It was something you did. Is there anything you'd like to say, Jackson?
I apologize. I feel like this bit has gone on too long.
Did you guys see that one streamer or YouTuber who made a little vlog about how he's sick of tryhards and Fall Guys?
That was TikTok, but yeah.
TikTok, mm-hmm. Sorry. Well, yeah. Excuse me. Didn't mean disrespect. Well, how do you guys feel about that? Did we talk about this? Like this, for those who have not seen it, this was some streamer or some dude who, he was watching someone else's stream playing Fall Guys, and the person playing Fall Guys was really, really good at it, I think. And this TikToker was getting mad because, you know, the person was trying too much and it ruins the fun for everyone else because there's only a select few group of people who win every match. And what's the point of even having fun in games if you now have to train for them? You can't even win anymore and all that sort of stuff. Opinions? Tryhards in games?
I mean, that's the funny thing, though. He's just completely misunderstanding the Battle Royale format. It's like, not every single game is going to have people like that. In fact, the majority of games don't have people like that. Just play another game if someone's really good in it. Queue up again. That's all there is to it. What an idiot.
Yeah, just whining for the sake of whining.
Yeah. You can tell he's the kind of guy where he was playing the game and he wasn't getting his wins. He wasn't getting his epic battle Fortnite Royales. So after a couple hours of that, he was just like, look at this. It's not fair. That's not me. So he made his big stupid rant because he was frustrated at the game and he wasn't just winning.
It's kind of paradoxical then, though, because then that means that he cares. He's a tryhard.
Yeah, it's super really hypocritical because the point is that he wants to be that person. He just wants to get wins. It's the argument for every like big game. When the new Call of Duty came out, they introduced, and I think it's still there, like soft matchmaking, where there wasn't really a hard rank in the game, but it was like, all right, we'll look at your last couple games and we'll pair you against other players similar to like how you're doing in the game. So that way, you know, you're playing people on your skill level. And the amount of people complaining since day one going, this ruins the game. Call of Duty is supposed to be a casual shooter. I can't enjoy the game anymore because every single lobby I play, everyone's trying super hard. It's like, number one, they just want to be paired in easy lobbies with fucking clueless kids and idiots every single time so they can quick steamroll the game. And number two, if you're that concerned about it, just throw a couple games. Then you'll get paired with worse people. Hmm. That's it.
Yeah, but they don't want to
throw spirit
games.
Of the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're whiny. Is it really a big deal? Like, fuck.
Of course it is. They want a challenge.
Andrew, it's my video games and I have to win.
So
that's a fair point.
I know I can't be the only one in this, and it's going to make me sound super casual, which I am, but I've played Fall Guys and I've enjoyed it even though I've not won a single full match. I've won the individual rounds. But it's still fun. To me, like I know, I'm not a real gamer, but I mean, to me, it just, I don't get that angry that I fucking failed. It just makes me laugh the way I fail. You know, it's just, it's a funny game. It's like Takeshi's Castle,
basically.
That's
the fucking point.
Yeah.
Right.
That is literally the point of the game.
Sort of the, as a streamer or YouTuber, whoever you are playing, this isn't kind of the point that it's a goofy game and even the way you lose can be funny. If somebody pushes you off a platform, isn't that like, that's still fun. It's all in good spirits. Do you really have to get mad if you don't win the match? The complete match.
Video games aren't supposed to be fun anymore, Kaya. It's about being the best. If you don't have 100 crowns, get the fuck away from
me,
bro.
If it's a single player game, it's about sending a message. And if it's a multiplayer game, it's about winning. There are no other reasons to play video games now. That's it.
Mm.
Also, Kaya, you don't have to like preface yourself on playing Fall Guys. I love the shit out of the game. It's like the only game I want to stream lately. I think it's excellent. I play it constantly.
It is an extremely good game.
Yeah, it is fun. It's a great concept. Like I said, I think we all can agree that the Takeshi's Castle thing. Not a story mode, but what I wish was that it wasn't it didn't force you into a battle royale. It would be nice if it had just like a private lobby mode where you could play with your friends. That would be great.
Yeah, if you could make friends.
I don't always want to just play with 60 other people whose names I can't even tell apart or anything. I don't know who's who. There's a bunch of faceless little beans.
They should add voice chat.
The game needs two things to live on forever. It needs private lobbies so that streamers can like
and modding.
It needs private lobbies so either people can play with their friends explicitly or streamers can like play with their audience. And it needs custom game modes or level editors. Levels. If it gets those editors. Two things, the game will live forever. That's all it needs.
Level editors would
the
be
only,
awesome.
The only thing I can see stopping them from putting in like a level editor or whatever is then like what happens when they want to sell a map pack or something or a season pass.
Well, they can just
still
do that.
Didn't they say all the seasons are going to be free? I thought they said that all the updates to the game would be free anyway.
I don't know.
Plus, I mean, they've already made like... Go ahead, Kaya.
I was going to say, if they still want to sell map packs, they can simply introduce new objects or something that are exclusive to the developer team that only they had access to and only they can sell.
Yeah.
Or they can just make it so. And also, like, to just hop in quick play, it's only the developer's map. So if they release a map pack and you don't have a whole bunch of friends to play with, you're going to be playing their map packs.
That's a really good point. You could make custom maps like private servers only.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I even then, though, they're definitely not in the position where they need to do it. I believe it's a 5-man team and they've already made, I think, what, $7-8 million off of sales or something ridiculous. So there's not a huge need for them to make more.
Yeah, maybe I have 7 million individual sales of the game.
That might
seven, be 8 million sounds like something The Last of Us would have made within the first few hours of release.
I'm probably misreading numbers here and there, but the only point on that I'm making is that they've made an absolute ass load of money right now. So I don't think that the team is like, oh, fuck, we need this map pack so we can keep the studio open or pay our employees. You know, they can just do whatever they want now.
That's pretty cool. So to switch gears real quick, Charlie, what's this everyone in the chat is talking about your exposure? I know you asked me about it, but I don't know what happens and why.
Yeah, so I asked Kaya if he had saved that video, if you boys remember from like a year ago, where the guy made the video about me being a Zionist shill and normalizing porn, white shirt, Satanism, and whatever. I had the urge to watch that video again, but the channel had got deleted. But it turns out he's still on YouTube with his rants and everything. So then people found it, and then he made a part two because people started talking about it. I haven't seen part two yet. I watched some of the live stream, but I haven't bothered to watch the video. But
did you have anything to do with taking his channel down?
No, I never even made it anything talking about it. Until
that was suspicious to me. Did he have any other call out videos against any other Zionists?
His whole channel was dedicated to exposing Zio Media, remember?
Hang on. How long is the video that he made?
The part two?
Yeah.
It's like 50 something minutes.
Jesus
Christ. Fuck.
That's a, Charlie, okay, how much of a Zionist are you? Holy shit.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
What the hell?
I couldn't tell you. Something about the white shirt or something. I don't know. Spirit cooking.
Okay, so how about this? Can one of you link me the video, and how about we do a quick like life? I think that was just a screenshot, wasn't it?
No, that's the video.
That's the video.
Okay, thank you. So do you guys want to do like a little life listening for the first 10 minutes? Life rebuttal here, Charlie?
It's kind of long. I think the first 10 minutes is more spent towards like whining, if I remember right. Because like I said, I was in the stream.
I like
a lot of whining. I mean, all right.
Well, before we start listening to it, I think we should get everyone else to listen about something else. Don't you guys think?
Tell me. To
agreed.
What?
Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you have a lot of different choices for how you listen to it. You might have some speakers that you got at a bargain bin, maybe a garage sale. Maybe you've got some earbuds that came with your phone. And it's like, yeah, I guess those work. You can hear us. You can maybe understand everything. But if you want premium wireless earbuds, well, the recommendation I've got is Raycon. Because Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet. With over 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a compact design, and noise-isolating fit, Raycon earbuds are some of the nicest, highest-quality earbuds you will find on the market. They are stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems, and they were co-founded by Ray J., a man who knows his music. You can give Raycon a try. They have a 45-day free return policy. So if you put them in your ears and for some reason, I can't explain how this would happen, but for some reason, you listen to Raycon earbuds and go, I'm not feeling it. Nah, it's not for me. You can return them with that 45-day policy. And then you can make sure to find the pair just for you. Raycon has different options available on their website. And if you go to their website for a limited time, you can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/OP. That's buyraycon.com/OP for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Make sure to check it out now while the deal is still running. That is buyraycon.com/OP. The E25s are super solid, but they do have a couple other models. Yeah, I wanted to point that out. Go ahead, Kaya.
I was going to say, I've tried like pretty much every wireless headphones. What they call them is now true wireless, where the two individual buds, they are truly wireless to your phone. And I've tried the big brands, the genuinely multiple hundreds of dollars brands, and they sound equivalent, if not better, and they fit way more comfortably than some of the other brands out there, because I don't know why the companies do this, but they are always huge, and they either will hurt your ears, fatigue them after a while, or they just fucking fall out, because they're somehow, just the shape is wrong. Raycons have, for me, just been the most comfortable. I usually use them when I go for a walk or if I work out, which is really important to me. I don't want them to fall out while I'm skipping rope or something. So I would recommend them. Like Andrew said, you can return them if you don't like them for whatever reason, but you should definitely give them a shot for 15% off with our promo code official so they know that we sent you.
Now, if it's got a return policy and it's convenient, there's really no reason not to try it. I mean, I've also got a pair of Raycons. They're solid. I dig them. Pretty good wireless earbuds.
Okay, everyone, enough of this. Are we ready to expose Charlie the Zionist?
I'm ready, God, whenever.
Yes. Okay.
Jeff C. here. I hope you're having a nice weekend. Hey, did you get out of
Mexico? Hey, Jeff C.
You had
okay, he's slow.
Anyways, you remember Penguin's...
Like I said, it's very slow.
Yeah. No, probably not, eh? Penguin Zoe. I don't know. He's pretty popular on YouTube.
Penguin Zoe, that's right.
Good old Penguin Zoe. You immediately know they don't know who you are when they say Penguin Zoe.
Yesterday, I just found out about today. Whatever. Right. Yeah, he seems like he's obsessed because I made some video about him 2 years ago.
You're the one upset. This motherfucker
seems like he's obsessed, so here's my 50-minute rant on why he's obsessed.
You don't get it. I haven't been able to stop thinking about Jeff's insightful video from over a year ago. I've been up sleepless nights.
You do sound resentful, Charlie.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
It's
been weighing on me heavily.
2 hours worth of fucking content on you at this point, just itching for it, but let's see.
Can you turn it up a bit, Kyle?
Yeah,
you bet.
He's been searching everywhere for it, trying to find it, and and I did. Penguin Zoe, I looked on my channel. I can't find it anywhere.
He tried.
Probably YouTube. I don't know, ask YouTube what they do with it, because they delete my videos, like, every single day. I get videos taken.
Okay, you know what? This guy's talking about himself too much. Yeah, how about... Let's see, I'm gonna... Okay, give me a random minute, and I'll skip to it.
Go to something kind of deep, like 15 or 6... Or Jesus. Do 15 or 16. That's probably when he starts.
15 it is.
Why do you think his videos get deleted? Do you think he's just saying
that? He literally called for a genocide in one of his videos a while back.
Again, the question stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what's wrong with Charlie here.
Why is YouTube censoring this man?
From yesterday? And you're that obsessed? Do you know what's
still on the obsession?
By any chance?
Yes.
I want to check that out. Because you're not important to me at all. Like, at all. I don't really know.
How can you go on living?
Like, not even yesterday's news. You're like a non-entity. You're just some douchebag with a YouTube channel.
Is that an ad hominem?
Irrelevant is Groey Josefa.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Quick note to anyone listening, this video is called Penguin Zero Exposed Part 2. By the way, also want to note, this guy's called Supreme Lord Commander. If you ever hear this, you're welcome to come on the show, because I really want to pick your brain and hear why.
That's not some dumb name like Penguin Zoe, though. So
his name is too fucking cool. Supreme Lord Commander?
It's like Supreme Gentleman Elliot Roger. All right, let's continue.
I mean, you're just another...
Another what?
I don't know. I'm trying to be polite anyway.
He just couldn't think of anything. No, I'm above this.
And then he plays your video, and then I'm gonna skip you because it's gonna be awkward if it's your voice playing here.
Like I said, I watched some of the live stream. It was him clapping at his own points from his initial video.
That's what makes it a strong point. He's got an audience there.
He's
to approve of his arguments.
So to expose you, as he's listening to, he pauses your video, and now he's Googling Freemasons. Is there something you want to tell us, Charlie?
Oh, yes, so actually, pause it real quick, Kaya. I can tell you. He was saying that it's not a conspiracy because there's so many triangles. If you look at the logo for Google Play and all this, everything comes to a triangle representing the Freemasons and the Illuminati. So that's what you're seeing. I saw this part.
Well, are the Freemasons like the Illuminati? Is that the same thing?
They're the triangles, Jackson. Keep up.
Yeah,
they're just something about a triangle.
What? The Illuminati is a triangle, people.
Everything's a triangle, Jackson.
Everything comes back to triangles, Jackson. Were you paying attention at all?
Do you think like a square would blow this dude's mind? You show him a different shape and fucking cream his pants.
Is that why like Charlie is the supreme evil, because he's a Zionist, because the Jewish star has like two triangles within one another?
Holy fuck. That's a lot of triangles. Are you
going too deep, Kaya?
No. Oh my god. So like all those play buttons
that
are
makes
like,
almost too much sense.
They're like half a Star of David. It's like they're concealing half their power
levels. It's a
triangle
sideways.
Oh my god. What side is even up on a triangle? This guy's gonna about to blow the case. So someone, Kitsune in our Patreon chat said, go to 3420, so... Alright, let's see what genius he has to say.
Conspiracy, AOL, symbol. Right, crazy.
He's Googling.
Conspiracy, Ferris, crazy. Seeing triangles and all this stuff all over the place. So America Online, which was the first, and then we go back and we see the Freemason.
Oh, a history lesson. Right?
How about this one, Penguins, though? We'll put in, what would you say? There's so many of them, though, eh? Let's say,
it always weirds me out when people say that these secret societies hide their symbols in plain sight. Because if they were truly that sinister and secretive and really want to stay in the shadows and manipulate society, why would they put their fucking hashtags and gang signs all over the place? I know that if I ran a secret gang, I wouldn't put my logo in the software or whatever the fuck I use or create.
Can't help it because they're reptilians. They can't help but show the triangles. It's a symbol of power.
It's brand awareness. There's always going to be a way to rationalize it, too, where it's control, Kyle. What are you going to do about it? They're taunting you.
The Stonemasons marketing team came up with it, goddammit.
Challenging the intellectuals like Jeff.
Yeah, he's the only one who sees it, but we don't because we're blind to the truth.
Keep playing it, Kaya. This is the part I was talking about. He's Googled AOL, now he's Googling Google Play, right?
I think so. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Play
Satanic. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, really? There is no confirmation bias here. Literally, Google Play Satanic.
Yeah, but there's a triangle there. You can see it now, right?
You could say...
It's true. There's a triangle and there's a whatever the fuck semen use to, you know, calculate their routes or whatever.
Android,
what is it?
Product store, Apple product store. There's your Masonic symbolism, right? And you have the Mason on the mail.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
You have
what does any of this have to do with
you
again?
The 666.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Wait. So what the fuck does that have to do with Charlie? Are you a triangle? What is going on?
He's an investor in Google Play.
Are you a triangle body? What is going on?
I couldn't tell you, but I gotta say, you can't argue with the proof, Kaya. You've seen it. You've seen the triangles and the 666.
Yeah.
You've seen it now.
He makes good points. There are triangles in the AOL logo, and that convinces me of everything he's saying.
Nothing he says is factually untrue.
Yeah.
And that's what concerns me.
He's like I said, he really could be onto something here.
Well, he does make a point, but okay, I don't really see a point in playing all this after all. But all he does from the thumbnails I'm seeing here is Google logos, and then he sees corners and, you know, polygons and the logos, and he's like, as you can see, here's a star, here's a, you know, the Freemasons used stars. But I don't know how that ties into you. I'd like to actually can we watch this video for, like, movie night or something? Or stream it together?
Just invite him on the show if you want, man. He can tell it to us.
I want to. No, Supreme Lord Commander. Sorry, didn't mean to mistitle you there. You're welcome. I don't know if he has a Twitter. He does. Free Radio Revolution.
Okay. But take it easy on us, all right? We're not nearly up to your level of intellectualism.
Dumb it down a couple levels when you come on. Make sure that, like, we understand all your points very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't go over our head. Remember, we're basic tier entry level with all this stuff.
So he follows me, which probably means that I am a Freemason.
Do you think he has a publicist we have to reach out to organize this?
Jeff C has been
The government stripped him of it.
His biography says Jeff C has been exposing media psyops for years, known worldwide for his work on fake news reports.
Oh, he follows me too. Such a cool name.
Free Radio Revolution at Supreme Lord Commander. He has a Patreon. Wow, this guy's prolific.
Wow. I want to thank you, Supreme Lord Commander, for following me on Twitter and all my tweets about, like, anime characters I've jacked off to and shit. Doing God's work.
Oh, what the fuck? He messaged me last year. What did he say? Hey there, this is Jeff Censored. I have a lot of comments asking me to come on your podcast on Penguin Z View.
I have a lot of information about Charlie that I want to tell you.
I would be
a dossier.
I would be happy to take part. Just let me know daytime and I'll let you know if I can make it. Thanks. Okay, so but this was last year in May. So this guy has always been down. I just never saw this message. Sorry, Jeff. So I'll say, hey, man, that's some spooky. Never mind. I'm not going to be condescending. I was going to say that's some spooky shit you just revealed about my friend. I'm kind of worried. Do you want to come on? But hey, man. We just saw your new video on Penguin Zoe and wanted to ask if you'd be down to come on our podcast one of these days. All right, there we go. Message sent.
Okay. But
I really want him on. I love people like this. I love people like this. Harden, all just conspiracy theorists, the wackos.
Yeah, this will be the first conspiracy theorist that we've had on, isn't it?
This will be the first person to actually come on the show to defend themselves after literally 4 years of us begging people to come on to defend themselves.
Holy shit, you're right.
Yeah.
That'll be so big.
He's done his homework if he follows all four of us. That would probably mean he's listened to this show.
Well, but okay, so again, then, if you truly thought that Charlie and I guess presumably the rest of us are members of a secret deadly cabal,
why would he think that I'm not a Zionist, Kyle?
Yeah, back up.
It's just Charlie.
Come on, man.
You're all guilty by association. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever, like, Zionist. Charlie.
Yeah, haha. Charlie is the one, not me. But for real, if you genuinely thought that Charlie was this underground operative dangerous person, why would you try to wedge your way into a conversation with us rather than hide? So he can't be scared.
Because he's a journalist of the people, goddammit. He wants to get them the information. He's going to come in and pick all our buttons.
Okay, I'm just going to ask questions without watching this video like an asshole, because I don't feel like listening to him anymore. But I really want to know how he ties that back into you. And his problem with you.
Yeah, I don't remember. When I was in the live stream, I stopped after you went on about triangles and the logos for 10 or 15 minutes. I'm sure at some point it has a tie-in. Something about porn would be my guess. Like, maybe he goes like, and you can see triangles in these vaginas, you know? Mm-hmm. This is where it all comes from, and he's trying to normalize this. Control our minds with interracial porn.
Interracial porn?
Yeah, that was the point he made. The interracial porn is programming viewers.
Oh, so he's, like, racist?
Into what?
On top of it?
From what I can gather, but he claims he's not. I don't know, but...
Oh, well, then it's settled. As long as a racist says he's not racist, then...
He also doesn't like lesbians either, if you guys can believe
what
that.
What the fuck?
What? Yeah. But we just talked about how everyone likes lesbians.
He doesn't like them.
What the fuck?
Too many trans.
Wait, does he actually say he doesn't like lesbians?
Yeah, like, if you watch... So I found the clips from... The only reason I found any of these is from our podcast, episode 121. You played audio clips. He was mad about interracial porn programming us, and he was disgusted by lesbian porn as well.
Okay. But not gay porn?
Now, was he disgusted by lesbian porn, or was he disgusted about what lesbian porn did to him?
He said lesbians, of all things, was his words.
What a sick human being.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, what the fuck? Does he have, like, a typical YouTuber outro?
No, that would just... I wanted to go back to playing music, and I accidentally...
He DJs on the
side. I thought he had it, like, that intro where it shows his name in, like, a 3D graphic playing loud-ass pop music.
No, although people like this, they don't like pop music, Andrew, because, you know, if you're listening to a pop song and you watch the video, obviously, like, WAP, if you see the video, lots of triangles, lots of Zionist messaging, lots of subliminal messaging from the Freemasons, who are very much into geometry of... asses and tits specifically, and it normalizes whatever. I already feel drained, but I'm still down to have him on.
Yeah, I imagine it's only going to be fun for like the first 30 minutes of his lunacy, then it's just going to be kind of grating.
Maybe we can have him on for half an episode or something.
How would we kick him out?
Just ask him to leave. What do you mean?
That's enough out of you, please.
I don't think he's gonna stay against his will or against our will. I wonder if we could like convince him of the opposite or change his mind and make him see that Charlie is not an evil, I don't know, IDF agent.
Oh my god, Kaya, there's no fucking chance. This guy has been living his life in fear for decades of the Zionist overlords. There's no fucking chance.
Again, I don't know if it's fear or just a usual conspiracy theorist thing where he wants to be the one who figured it all out.
Yeah, maybe it's a sense of narcissism would be my guess, but I couldn't tell you. It seems more like fear to me.
Mm-hmm. From what it sounded like during this short snippets that Kai just played, it didn't sound like he disliked you. Does he?
What do you mean? He called me a douchebag three times.
Yeah. Yeah, but he wants to.
You are kind of a douchebag, let's be fair.
He was like,
hang out with you.
You are nothing. You are a douchebag. You are a
yesterday's news.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't think he likes
you. He's just playing hard to get. He's just bringing you down the level so he can befriend you.
I don't get that impression.
Oh, so he's like a tsundere or whatever, where, you know, I don't like you anyway, baka.
He's negging.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I see. Maybe.
Maybe it's this long con to finally get on the podcast.
Well, it sounds like it's working.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. If you're going to put 50 minutes into a fucking video like this, fair enough. Twice. Not just once, then, yeah, we'll have you on. I'm checking out his other videos right now. The Age of Tyrants, Golden Gate Bridge emitting creepy sound.
You mean cars driving in it?
Beware yes, the definitely. Twindemic. Twindemic, what?
Probably spirit cooking.
33 ways to fool the sheeple. He's like very anti-SJW-esque videos, but ties them in with some, you know, conspiracy theory stuff. And he seems to be angry that it is called a conspiracy theory, because to him, I guess it's not just a theory, it's completely proven and true.
One thing that I've noticed these people do, they always mix in this absolute batshit insanity with objectively true things like Hollywood pedophilia, as if for some reason people don't know about that and they're the only ones that know the truth. So then they give you like a bunch of garbage, but one point that's factually accurate and provable, and then they just harp on that one. Like, we were right about the Hollywood pedophiles, what makes you think we're right about or wrong about all this? Even though everyone knows about that.
Yeah, kind of a difference between Hollywood pedophiles and, like, lizard people living in the earth.
Yeah, but they'll always mix in something that's actually true.
I'd enjoy to have this guy on, an actual flat earther. It could be interesting to talk to these people, and I feel like the only challenge would be not to be an asshole directly to their faces and turn it into a fucking drama debate. Yeah, because I don't want to do the fucking blood sports bullshit cringe. But yeah, there you go. Invitation sent out, you guys. So tune in next week or the week after, perhaps. To
we could have a whole bunch of like different conspiracy theorists on at the same time and have them argue and compete with each other.
They'd all just come to agreement on every conspiracy by the end of it.
No, they wouldn't. Nope. You don't know these people then. Charlie, there's like flat earther podcasts that are literally 4 hours long, and these guys will fight for 4 hours and argue because there's different sects between these conspiracies, between the theorists. I mean, just think of the flat earthers. I mean, some of them think there's a dome, some don't. Some think that the world is carried on the back of a fucking god and something you can fall off the edge. Some argue you can't and there's an ice wall. You'll always turn back. It's impossible to fall off because there's no gravity beyond the earth and yada yada. So they all make up their own individual bullshit. The only thing that they can agree on is that, you know, we're all sheep and being lied to.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. But we'll agree with you, Jeff. Come on. All right, what else is new? Jackson, give us a topic.
What? A topic?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait.
They do make a good point in the chat, though, before we move on from this. If he does come on, Kaya, please make sure beforehand he doesn't, like, preach about genocide or something. We obviously can't have that.
Well, how are we going to limit that?
Well, I guess we can just edit it out.
Kaya preaches about genocide every 3 weeks. So it's going to be anything different.
Wait a minute. Wait, so what has he said? What has he said about genocide?
I don't remember now, because it was on his old channel like a year ago.
He wasn't saying like genocide is bad?
No, it was something about...
And the Zionists did you got triggered?
He was going on about Zionist shills or something and how there needed to be a genocide to purge the world of the evil overlords or some garbage. I don't quite remember, but it was something like really degenerate. And I imagine him saying things like that is what got his channel fucked.
Huh. Like, from the thumbnails, it doesn't look like he's an out-and-about Nazi. So maybe he's closeted and just slipped out or something. I don't know.
Maybe it was, like, really old content. I don't know.
Are you sure he wasn't accusing Zionists of genocide? Because that's the usual talking points with these people.
That's very possible. Maybe he was, like, making it, like, talking as a Zionist. It's possible. I don't really remember, but it was something about, like, needing a genocide or something, like, absolutely insane.
Hmm. Well, that sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, but for obvious reasons, I don't think we could have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
As long as we don't advocate for genocide, I don't see the issue.
It's still on our podcast, though. With a dude openly calling for a genocide, it wouldn't be good, Jackson, is what I'm saying. We'd probably face the same problem.
What if we firmly make it a bonus. Said we disagree?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm just saying, like, we're going to need to be mindful of that.
Sure.
I mean, what are we going to do, though? Like, how do we stop that from happening? If he just comes on here, he has free will, he's gonna spout it.
First of all, I don't want to stop that. Okay, I don't want this guy back. I want the full lunacy. I want all of it. I want whatever fucking fucked up opinions this guy has, no matter how insane. But, you know, we'll just put it someplace that won't get us in trouble, even if we have to use a burner account. And then it'll be a nice little bonus for people.
Account? We'll figure it out.
Wait, what's a burner account going to do, though? The people will still know it's us.
Yeah, but it could just be a Patreon episode or something.
No, I mean, don't know it's we'll figure us, it out. Jackson, what, but
Patreon's
I meant...
Patreon's currently fine with genocide, are they? I'm confused. Like, what's
no,
what's
but
the point
I mean,
of...
at least then, if the channel gets penalized, it'll just be some, you know, throwaway account that gets banned or something. Or we can just do what I always do with my Doctor Loves, and we can upload it on some fucking Google Drive and give people the link to the MP3 low-key, like Pirate Radio.
Or I'm gonna take a piss, boys. I'll be right back.
Speaking of piss, I could just put it on the Peapod. Superimpose some pissing sounds on it. Perfect. All right, Jackson, you were about to bring up a topic before Charlie rudely interrupted you.
I was. I have some very... very troubling, sad news, actually. I didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. I was hoping someone else would bring this up during the episode and that kind of would be taken off my plate. But I have to be the bearer of bad news today, and I have to let you all know that it's with a heavy heart that I announce that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has just announced on Instagram that his wife and two daughters tested positive for COVID.
Shit. It's pretty fucked up.
That sucks.
Yeah, that really sucks, man. I mean, they probably have like a 0.0000001% chance of dying of it. Especially
Jackson,
The Rock.
I won't lie.
That's scary. Okay.
I won't lie. I thought you were going to announce that they changed the "So long, gay Bowser" line in the new Mario remix, because that actually upset me.
Wait, so long, gay Bowser?
So there's a Mario 3D collection coming out. There's a Mario 3D collection. It's Super Mario 64, yeah. Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy. And based on initial game footage of it, a lot of people think that the Mario 64 version in the collection is a Japanese re-release called Super Mario Shindo, which added a bunch of changes and a bunch of, like, fixes for glitches and shit. And the biggest downside is it removes a bunch of glitches people use in speedrunning. It, like, fixes them. But the biggest problem is that instead of saying, "So long, gay Bowser," when you throw Bowser, he just goes, "Bye-bye." And it's the worst thing ever. It's just not worth buying.
Two things. Why did he say, "So long, gay Bowser," to begin with?
So it's him actually saying, "So long, King Bowser." But with the audio compression and Mario's heavy cartoony accent, it sounds like "So long, gay Bowser."
So wait, then that begets the question, why not just re-record the audio to sound like King Bowser?
I don't know, but the whole point is that, like, I don't know. They changed the voice clip. allegedly, and that's very upsetting. They should have
re-recorded the line just to make it clearer and make him still say "so long, gay Bowser." Just enunciate the gay part of it.
They should get Charles Martinet without any Mario accent to just go in the studio and go "so long, gay Bowser," and just put that in the game.
Replace every word with "gay."
So Mario is a gay basher, or was? Well, to be fair, I guess, I mean, they're scared that, you know, upon release, Polygon, Kotaku were going to run their usual train on the game.
And yeah, it's understandable for Nintendo, a company that wants to just avoid any and all possible controversy about anything. A company that hates
the gays.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And when did Mario 64 come out?
96, I think.
Yeah, okay. 96, well, what if, 95.
Well, maybe Bowser has since stopped being gay, who knows? But my second point was going to be...
He found himself.
He found Jesus. But why remove the glitches? Isn't this going to fuck up the entirety of the 64 speedrunning community? It's like part of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why do that?
So Nintendo notoriously doesn't give a flying fuck about community fun with games like speedrunning or fighting game rule sets or this and that. Like, a good example is Smash Brothers. Nintendo in no goddamn way at all respects the fighting game community for Smash Brothers that hold actual tournaments and play the game long after it dies out. Well, that aside,
they weren't all pedophiles all the time, Jackson. There was a long period where there were no pedophiles.
They were only pedophiles sometimes.
Yeah.
But the point is that they have never once given any like tools or respect or anything to like fan ways that they have fun with games, whether it's speedrunning or tournaments or this and that. I mean, hell, fucking Smash Brothers, even though they've had their own rules for tournaments for years and years and years, when Nintendo introduces their own tournaments, they still have like goofy shit on and items and just don't care. So with them releasing this version of Mario 64, they probably just in no way give a shit about speedrunners.
Yeah, they absolutely don't
care.
That
is a loud dog. Do you have a guest over, Charlie?
No, I think a car just drove by.
Oh.
Well, that sucks, but on the bright side, I guess there's an upside that now speedrunners get to replay the game and find all new glitches. That sounds
good. Yeah, like, I'm sure hopefully there'll be new routes discovered, which will be kind of cool.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm down to play Sunshine and Galaxy. Jackson, also, do you have any questions? Sorry,
I had one questions. Last topic. It's just related. I thought you meant talking.
Like me personally had any questions about the Nintendo topic.
Yeah, about the new Marios. While we're on the subject of game releases, the only other thing I wanted to bring up is, Charlie, you played the new Avengers game. Did you get to Agreeable Grunt?
I don't remember, man. That game was so fucking boring. I have no fucking clue.
Agreeable Grunt may be my favorite line in any video game ever now. So there's a scene in the new Avengers game, which is a broken piece of shit. Where Black Widow and the Hulk. Yeah, it is. It's got a ton of like glitches and crashes and
I don't have a single poorly like
optimized. It doesn't it's not part of my point. So Black Widow and the Hulk are running through like this giant base and they're like, you know, they're fighting and they're going through and Black Widow goes, "You doing okay there, Hulk?" And they forgot to add Hulk's voice line. And instead left in the placeholder voice lines. So the Hulk in like a Microsoft text-to-speech voice goes, "Agreeable Grunt." And it's just in the game as is.
That's cute.
It's extremely goofy.
Nice little Easter egg.
If you're paying attention.
So it's there for all the true fans of Marvel Comics.
I remember in Avengers Endgame when he said "Agreeable Grunt" to Thanos. It was epic. Yeah. It was amazing.
The game is basically like the video game version of cold porridge.
Damn, Jackson.
Wow. I know, that felt mean. But honest. Brutally honest. Like the first 2 hours, I was like, all right, this is pretty decent. This is better than I thought. And then it just continued exactly the same for like 10 hours and I was just bored. It's just boring game. No substance whatsoever.
It is so fucking boring.
Just the same thing over and over again. And there's no, you can tell there's like no kind of passion or it's just like designed by studio executives, by, you know, Yeah,
following whatever's popular, the trend, like Destiny style bounties and shit.
To be fair, yeah.
the problem is that go ahead.
I was gonna say, now that their movies are fucking indefinitely put on ice, they have to make money someplace, you know. Yeah. Video games might
as well. The problem is that the chat will probably remind me, the studio that made this game made Crystal a pretty Dynamics. Good game. Yeah, what did they make before this? I think
Deus Ex. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
They made Hitman.
What?
Yeah, no,
Crystal Dynamics makes IO. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Hitman was made by IOI.
Crystal Dynamics definitely made Rise of the Tomb Raider and Shadow of the Tomb Raider and such. The new Tomb Raiders.
Yeah.
You're right. I did get them mixed up.
So let's say it was Tomb Raider. So the problem is that they made Tomb Raider and like had a pretty good track record, but now this game is supposed to have continued development and like DLC. So even though this game's a big pile of shit, they're going to be like focusing on that for the next year or so. So enjoy not getting any other games from them.
Well, that's what we said about Anthem too, for like when Anthem released, like people were like, yeah, but don't worry, Anthem will be better in 6 months, and then BioWare never put out an update for it. They just abandoned it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So it couldn't have happened to a better community. Fuck the Anthem community.
All I'm saying is, if you haven't seen the agreeable grunt clip, go look it up, because it's way funnier than I'm describing it. I love that clip so much. I've watched it like 30 times.
BioWare is such a fucking useless company now. Did you guys see that their new Dragon Age announcement trailer? Like their big reveal for the year? Yeah, that they just announced. They announced that it was happening earlier this year, but they put out a trailer that was like hyped up a few weeks ago. I think it was a week ago, and it was basically just concept art. It was a slideshow of concept art, and that's all it was. That's the whole trailer. It was just concept art, which means that the game is not going to be out for like another 3 years. I don't know what happened to that studio.
Well, they lost everybody. Like, everyone that made their good games isn't there anymore. I don't know who the fuck's on this team anymore, but it's just a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing.
I think there's still like Casey Hudson and such is still there. I forget the main writer's name, but I'm pretty sure he's still there.
Well, all the writing isn't going to save shit like Mass Effect Andromeda.
I mean, writing could have definitely been a lot better for that game.
No, I meant like the facial animations and the animations and, well, the tech in general, everything.
Yeah. Anyway, this question comes from Paul Hardrick. If y'all had to be a foot soldier in a past major war on the losing side, what war would you choose?
None. Why would we choose a losing?
The absolute most recent conflict of the smallest possible battle, so that way I can just go home.
It says major war.
Is the war on terror not a major war? I don't know.
The war on drugs. Who lost?
Yeah, the war. I'd be a politician on the war on drugs. That's a great answer.
I like that, yeah. I think I'm going to join in on that one.
Wait, who lost in the war on drugs? The cops?
Everyone.
Everybody.
The war on drugs was a massive waste of money. Well, the war on drugs was a massive, massive waste of money and didn't in any way, like, get drugs off the street or protect anybody. Just did nothing but wasted government money and resources.
Big failure. A patron here is making a good point. Blurry Line said, they said foot soldiers, so I guess as a foot soldier in the war on drugs, you'd be some sort of a... I don't know, ATF agents who get shot by cartel hitmen. So maybe I don't want to be part of that war.
I mean, that's still... actually, no. Going up against a cartel would be pretty brutal, I guess.
Yeah.
What's the cleanest war that was ever fought? Like, there was honor involved. Like, they wouldn't just kill you if you surrendered. Because I'd just surrender.
Probably, like, something in the Bushido era.
Is that actually true? I've always, like... I think that's been a misconception that the samurai were all noble and heroic and stuff. I think they were also extremely brutal. I think you're just looking at like games like Ghost of Tsushima and taking that for fact.
Yeah, the Japanese are notorious for committing a shitload of war crimes during World War II.
Oh yeah, you don't want to lose against them, Charlie.
Yeah. I don't think samurai were fighting in World War II.
That's fair.
But yeah, before that, the same thing.
I may have messed up the eras in my head a little bit there, but Japan.
No wonder they lost. They were running into Japan, the battlefields with swords out.
Japanese soldiers, though, are definitely notorious for doing some really heinous shit during wartime.
Yeah, because like, how do you go from being all honorable and like only fighting honorable battles and such to then kamikaze plane bombing like ships? You know what I mean? Like, there's no honor in kamikaze.
Well, actually, kamikazing is all about honor, because the idea is that you don't want to be captured and you don't want to fail your mission, so you give your entire life to do damage to the enemy.
That's being
I'm pretty sure kamikazing wasn't about honor as much as it was about fucking PCP that they give the pilots beforehand and told them that they have to die for their mother nation.
And also the fact their planes were cheap pieces of shit that didn't stand a chance and all sorts. I mean, it's a whole... World War II history's got so much nuance and depth to it. We could pick any piece of it apart. And
if you ever feel like you want to lose against the Japanese, just Google the Rape of Nanking, and I can guarantee you, you're not going to like it. You're not going to want to lose against them.
Classic.
But it was honorable.
True. It was. Yeah, in Japan, it's called the Honorable Rape of Nanking.
Honorably ripped babies out of their mother's wombs as they were getting raped and burnt alive.
Oh boy,
love some rape. No, I don't
think honor quite like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so I guess all four of us would want to be a foot soldier during the Rape of Nanking. And
well, sure.
Yeah, that's our answer.
I don't know what the least bloody war has been or the least dangerous war to be a part of.
Probably some kind of internet war, if you can count
those. What the fuck?
I would have liked to be on the losing side.
They absolutely
don't
count.
Why? Those EVE Online battles? Kind of historic. Yeah. I wouldn't mind losing that. I don't care.
No, bullshit. That's not a major
war. And you'd
war.
Be an actual foot soldier?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, what else you got, Jackson, that doesn't expose our lack of historical knowledge?
James asks, if you could keep any supernatural or mythological creature as a pet, bodyguard, companion, what would you choose and why? It can be from any media, TV shows, myths, video games, etc.
I would do research on what could transform into anything and pick that.
Oh my god, that's such a lame answer.
It is, but it's the right answer.
The Nine-Tailed Fox.
Sure.
God, you're fucking sad.
Fucking Ditto from Pokemon. Just the fact that it would give me literally anything.
I'll go with that dog from Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone.
See, but I could have the dog and more.
Ditto can only emulate Pokemon.
Well, yeah. Again, I'd have to find something from mythology that can turn into anything. There's definitely things that can do that.
Well, if you don't know it right now, you're not getting it.
Fuck, you're right.
Yeah. Also, does it matter what you pick? Because no one else is going to have a fucking, demon guardian. You can just pick the shittiest Pokemon. It's not like the rest of mankind is going to have it. You're still ahead.
Yeah.
What would
you choose, Jackson?
You four. You three.
I don't know why, but all I can think about is the flying carpet from Aladdin. I think that would be pretty cool.
Is that a creature?
It's not a mythological creature.
Yeah.
It's supernatural though, right? Yeah.
It's not a supernatural creature either.
It is absolutely alive. He's like friends with Aladdin. He shows emotion.
Yeah, it has attitude.
Yeah, but it could very well be a human being's soul trapped in the carpet. You don't know that it's
what
a creature.
Humans are creatures too.
Yeah, that's cheating. Counts. That's cheating.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, then I'll choose to have Zeus be my bodyguard.
Okay, then I choose Superman.
Oh, fuck you. I choose One Punch Man.
I choose God. Okay. Ooh,
that's
me.
God's a pussy. That's the worst answer.
Ooh. That's too far.
I tip my fedora to that.
Yeah.
Get it? He's fictional.
All right. If I have to pick something that I know of, then I'd probably pick like some super badass demon, because I feel like, I mean, like that could, I don't know,
like the Chupacabra. That'd
be cool. No, like a big hulking like motherfucker from hell, like you'd see in Doom. I think that'd be awesome to have as like a bodyguard. Like, seriously, imagine you walk into a club and following behind you is like a 10-foot tall giant ass demon in a fucking tux with sunglasses on made for him. You wouldn't fuck with that. You wouldn't even go near that.
No one would talk to you. You'd be alone. Why would you even go to a club?
Because all the women would be like, oh, fuck, he's got a demon that's so hot.
That's no awesome. Woman would say that.
He's got a demon that's so hot.
There's a demon inside him. It's my MySpace bio. That's my answer. I'd have a cool, strong demon bodyguard. There you go.
If you're not going to accept the magic carpet, I'll have to change my answer to Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies. Because it's always been a lifelong dream of mine to frolic in the hills of the Teletubby land. What was that place called?
Winkyville or something? I don't know.
Winky Land?
Yeah, it was like Teletubby Will. And they had that little vacuum that made all the sucking noises.
Actually, yeah, I'd choose the vacuum.
No, I know why.
Just a vacuum.
No, going back to Tinky Winky. Just a normal vacuum. Yeah.
A sentient vacuum, though. All right. Do you have one more question?
Michael J. Morrow asks, if the entire planet... These are weird questions. If the entire planet was forced to train with swords, what kind of sword would you choose and why?
Didn't they prove that, like, a broadsword is just better than every other sword because it bashes the shit out of it and destroys other swords? There's no point in using any other sword.
It's big.
Yeah, it's slow.
It doesn't matter. If I swing a broadsword at you, you're fucked. Because, like, even if you block it, it's going to shatter your sword.
Not if I have a small little dagger and I go in real quick and cut your hand off. While you're swinging or something.
There was some fucking thing where they were like, oh, you know, katanas are dog shit compared to actual swords, and here's why. And they were like, look, a broadsword, it just breaks the shit out of it. Like, who cares?
I definitely think faster would be better.
Well, depends. Can you dodge the broadsword?
Yeah, it's like a broadsword is not slow, you know? It's not like a fucking RPG like Dark Souls where you're swinging it at 2 miles per hour. Like, you can actually be quick with it, especially if you're poking and stabbing with it. It's longer, bigger, thicker.
Swords are meant to be poked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're meant to go for, like, the little rivets in the armor or whatever, like, the creases towards the shoulders or whatever, wherever, like, the weakest links in the armor is. That's where you poke.
Yeah. That was another reason that, like, dinky-ass swords phased out, because people started wearing armor in combat, and it's like, well, this isn't going to do jack shit. I need to, like, part of the point of broadswords was to break bones underneath the armor by just clubbing them with it sometimes.
And then people started bringing out AK-47s, and...
Yeah, and then it's like, who needs swords anymore?
Then the Japanese got fighter planes. It was all over from there.
And then someone brought a nuke.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't.
So
like
we
that.
Can't, we can't pick like sci-fi shit or fantasy stuff like lightsabers.
I was definitely gonna go like a lightsaber because I think that's technically a sword, right?
Well, a lightsaber is like the ultimate sword when you think about it. It cuts through absolutely anything. So,
no, wait, it can't cut through that red armor they had in the new movies.
Yeah, that was different.
Cuts through anything except red stuff. So, still pretty good.
You need the lightsaber 2 for that.
The upgraded edition.
I think I'd suck with the sword. Probably just accidentally hit my own arms off. Or fall on it by accident after stumbling.
Yeah, swords are kind of heavy too. It'd be a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure... Lightsabers would be light as fuck. It's just light.
Yeah, but most swords are heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Like, it's very easy to overswing a sword up. If you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
Well, any other contributions to this question before we end the episode?
I'd just take a scalpel, pick that, and train my whole life, and then just be a really rich surgeon. I don't even have to fight.
It's genius.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll pick a chef's knife, and I'll just become a world-class cook. There you go.
Yeah. Who said we have to fight? He just said, what blade would you choose to train in? That's mine. I want to pursue a profession.
The pen is mightier than a sword, after all.
Yeah, we don't have to be soldiers. In a world with only swords, we don't have to be soldiers. We can pick useful blades. Charlie can cut hair, learn scissors. Jackson, you can learn, I don't know, be a butcher, get like a meat cleaver, and I'll take a chef's knife, and Kaya gets, scalpel. What was the one you said? Yeah, scalpel, and be a doctor. There. Perfect.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Contributing members of society. Nice people.
Yeah. It's not all about violence, you fucking savages listening. God.
I still want my pen. But all right, we'll end the episode here. Thank you everyone for listening. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast with bonus episodes. Go check that out if you feel so inclined.